Douglas Cairns is a world-renowned pilot and has type 1 diabetes. That would have been impossible just over a decade ago due to widespread restrictions against flying with the disease. Today, Cairns holds several aviation records, and on Tuesday, he touched down in Barrow after making a landmark expedition to the North Pole. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
Cairns took off from Barrow early Tuesday morning and arrived at the geographic North Pole around 5 p.m. Alaska time. He then circled around the pole, passing through 24 time zones in 2 minutes. He then landed on the sea ice at a Russian research station nearby to get ready for his trip back. Cairns returned to Barrow late Tuesday night after completing the fastest ever round-trip flight between Barrow and the North Pole. But this isn't his first accomplishment as an aviator. He holds 5 world speed records, 2 transcontinental records, and landed in all 50 U.S. states plus Washington, D.C. in less than 5.5 days last year. The previous record was 13 days. After his latest feat, I got the opportunity to talk with Cairns in the cockpit of his light twin engine, Beech Baron B-58.
You look behind you here in the cockpit, I've got 2 110-gallon fuel tanks sitting behind us here. In the nose bay, I've got a 37-gallon fuel tank. This is all extra fuel. So I had enough fuel for about 21 hours of flying.
But for Cairns, the preparation doesn't stop at having enough fuel or supplies in his small 40-year-old aircraft. He also needs to pay careful attention to the fuel in his bloodstream at all times. That's because Cairns has type 1 diabetes. He told me about how he discovered he had the disease when he was a 19-year-old pilot in the British Royal Air Force.
I'd been not feeling myself for 6 weeks, and I was fatigued. It was all classic symptoms of type 1 diabetes. Fatigued, hungry, I didn't have any energy, and I was incredibly thirsty, and I was losing weight.
After 6 weeks and having lost 26 pounds, he finally decided to go visit the doctor on his base.
And his quote that I use now is, "You are a diabetic and you were a pilot." Very harsh words, and I do hope his bedside manner has changed or improved over the last 22 years. But he was absolutely right, because in 1989, not one single country anywhere in the world would allow anybody with type 1 diabetes to fly, even on a private pilot's license, let alone have a military or commercial flying career.
So Cairns was forced out of the Royal Air Force and changed careers. But he found ways to keep flying legally, with flying clubs and with an instructor at his side at all times. But in 1999, he found out the United States would start allowing diabetics to fly solo on private licenses if they could prove they had reasonable control over their blood sugar levels. That's about the time Cairns started showing off. But he says he has good reason to do so.
The messaging behind this, the reason for doing this, is that breaking records or setting records, doing them with endurance-related flying, sends out terrifically positive messages about what you can do with diabetes when so many aviation authorities around the world prevent us from flying. You can fly. You can fly safely and effectively, and it's just a delight and a pleasure to be able to do trips like these.
Cairns is now joined on many of his excursions, including the one to the North Pole this week, by another British pilot with type 1 diabetes, 22-year-old Carl Beetson. He helps Cairns with communications and his website while planning and executing these trips. He says he and Cairns share similar experiences.
My aspirations were crushed. I wanted to be an airline pilot, and once I got diagnosed, I just found out, yeah, it's never going to happen. So it was quite defeating at the time, and I had to overcome that, or else I would have just had poor control and it would have made my health really bad. And being focused on something like flying is enabling me to keep good control, and you know, I'm helping others that want to be able to do stuff that may find that they face restrictions.
Also with Cairns on the trip was veteran pilot Ron Sheardown of Anchorage, who has several North Pole expeditions under his belt. He was there to provide backup in a support Cessna 185 in case there was any trouble. Cairns says he hopes to come back to Barrow to attempt another polar flight, where he lands his light twin-engine aircraft on the sea ice right at the North Pole. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.